Oh, tomorrow night, no, in fact, Friday night, Sydney and the GWS Giants play against each other in preparation for the AFL season, the last week of the JLT Community Series in Blacktown. Now, my understanding is they've spent a fair bit of time together, these two clubs, in recent weeks. Tom Papley from the Sydney Swans might know a bit more about that than I do. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Great to have you on. Now, have you played the Giants a couple of times already, had some scratch match hit-outs with them a couple of times already before this clash on Friday night?
We just had the one. We instead of doing an intra-club, we did a few intra-clubs during the pre-season, but we had a main one down at Henson Park just against each other, just to sort of get some competitive, just instead of playing against yourself, which was a good idea, I thought, with the start we had last year, and they sort of agreed, I suppose, and it was a good hit out.
I agree with you 100%, just by the way, after months of just playing against yourselves and knowing what everyone's going to be doing in certain situations, at this stage of the year, you want a bit of competition and to work out whether or not your plans work. So an opposition is absolutely the way to go. Is this a new thing for the Sydney Swans and the Giants, or has this been happening for the last couple of years?
No, it's the first year we've done it. We booked some things and then we worked on it last week, and I think it was a result for us.
So how much are you holding back when you're playing these little scratch matches? Because obviously you don't want to give too much away before the season, and you take them on a couple of times through the year. How much do you hold back in these little scratches?
The JLT, I suppose you want to just get everything, your preparation for the season, I suppose. You want to, everything that you've been working on, you want to try to put it in place, and if they didn't work, you look at it and just keep working on it throughout the year. Everything's not going to go to plan during the season, so you just take it week by week and keep working on things that you need to work on.
From a personal point of view, the last couple of pre-seasons for you have been a bit interrupted with injury. How's that panned out for you this season?
Yeah, this year I've done a lot more pre-season, which is good for me, and I'm really excited about having done a full pre-season. I had bit of a knee op at the end of last year, but been back in there for a good 2 months now, and probably the fittest I've been so far, so I'm looking forward to the season.
When you think about last year and the last couple of years, really, with the amount of goals you've been able to score, you were second on the goal-kicking list to Buddy last year. When you have an athlete like him in the team who was kind of showing you the way in some respects, how much do you take out of that and the way he goes about things?
Oh, I think he's one of the best players in the league, and I think everyone knows that. And it's just the things he says in a forward meeting or a team meeting, when he speaks, everyone's listening, and because he's got so much experience in the game. And I think whenever he speaks, everyone's listening, and it's always something good that he's going to say.
And by the look of things, he's ready to go because he kicked 4 goals on the weekend, playing in the pre-season, which is always a good sign, and looking fantastic.
Yeah, he is. He's moving really well at the moment. He's up and firing, and it's always good to get a few goals on the board early in the season. And, hopefully we can push that to round one.
It appears from the outside that you've got more of a focus to make sure you start this season well. You had a fairly strong team out for the game last weekend. You played well. They're a bit more of an edge to you to start the year. Is that a fair observation?
It is. Yeah, it probably is, yeah. We put in a fairly strong side against the Lions, and I'm not sure about this week, but I'm sure we'll probably put in another strong side. But I think it's just taken week by week. So this week we'll focus on the Giants. We won't focus on round one, just focus on the Giants this week, and then have a week off. And then when it comes to round one, we'll certainly be zeroing in on round one.
It was one of the real talking points through last year about the fact that you were 0-6. And when we were talking to your teammates last year, everyone was sort of a bit in a quandary as to what took place. What have you learnt? Now you're getting ready for a new season. What have you learnt to make sure that you don't replicate again this year at the start?
Well, I think if you're not on your game every week, anyone can beat you. I suppose it's just about you got to play your best every single week. Otherwise, anyone's going to beat you. I think in the final, Geelong, they smashed us in the final, and then we weren't on our game, and that's what can happen. And then anyone from from the bottom of the ladder to the top of the ladder can be, you know, on any given day. So it's just about bringing your best every single week, and that's what we've got to work on.
Tom, you've got a strong family connection at the club, obviously, with both of your grandfathers playing there. And I see that you're going to have a change of number. One of your grandfather's numbers you're going to have on your back next year, Max Papley. Was that a tough decision on which number to go for, which grandfather to choose?
Jeff, mum's dad was actually 24, so I can't really take that off Rampy.
No, fair enough.
The number 11, obviously, Jeremy Lather retired at the end of the year, so I thought it was a good opportunity to make a bit of family history and, hopefully I can wear the number with pride and have a good career in it.
Well, you've had a pretty good career so far. You burst onto the scene last year and you've played 20 games in both of your seasons with the Swans. When you first started, could you have believed that this is where you'd be 2 years in, that you would have played 40 games, you would have played in a grand final and been a really key component of the Sydney Swans outfit when you got drafted?
No, definitely not, to be honest. You sort of pinch yourself a little bit sometimes when you played in a grand final as well, and I'll never forget that. But you just got to go day by day, and anything can happen in AFL. With injuries or anything else, anything like that. So you just want to take it day by day and just keep working hard at things that you need to work hard on, and the things will keep coming for me, hopefully.
Footy can be an all-consuming pastime or career for players these days. Do you have anything outside of footy that keeps you balanced, or are you all footy at the moment?
No, I enjoy my golf. Played a bit of golf yesterday. I like to play a bit of golf on my days off, so play a bit of golf, and then also got a little tinny that I go out fishing in as well. So a few boys, we like a bit of golf and fishing, so it's good.
Just out on Sydney Harbour, or
just around the harbour and stuff. Yeah.
What's the handicap, Tom?
Probably 16, I reckon, around that mark.
Is there a tour? Back in my day, Tom, we had a little tour that would go from the club. We'd play two groups would play every week and have a little PGA tour style situation. Have you got a formal sort of setup, or are you just random blokes just play every week?
I suppose we got the sort of core group of players that play most weeks, but no, we just play sort of against ourselves, get a team to tour, play our own bowl, and see who wins the hole. And that's a little comp we have going, but we don't have anything like that, but that's a good idea. I don't mind that idea.
Yeah, you take it back to take it back to the boys.
I'm happy to cough it up. That's okay. No worries. I reckon Stevie Johnson would be into that. He's a golf nut. What's he been like as part of the group?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's sort of brought a different sort of look to the team, I suppose, because he's come from another team, and just a few ideas that we can change that they sort of worked on with us, and as well as just bringing his forward smarts down to the forward line. It's obviously handy as a small forward like myself to pick at him and learn off the little things that he used to do. And he's obviously a very smart footballer, so he's got some really good ideas, and I'm looking forward to keep working with him.
I would think of anyone in the competition, I'd love to have him as my coach, because I'm imagining he's giving you a licence to say you can have a shot from anywhere. Just do what I did.
Well, we work on it. As a coach, he does say we want to be selfless, but I think at times he might have had a few shots from the boundary line, but 90% of the time he's probably kicking, so he's all right. He's allowed to do it.
Well, that's a good point. That's an excellent point, that he does kick most of those goals when he gets the chance. Tom, looking forward to seeing you kick some goals this year for the Sydney Swans as well. Of course, Friday night is the JRT clash against the GWS Giants, but West Coast are round one not too far away. We appreciate your time. Good luck in 2018.
Thanks, guys. See you later.